BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, including what do you do when your ex asks for their stuff back and you maybe don't have it anymore? The bangers are back, Charlie Slough makes his normal Tuesday appearance, and innuendo bingo with Nature's Steve Backshaw is impressively wet. And Steve makes me touch something I've never touched before. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Right, I don't know what's happened to my voice since the last time I spoke to you, but it's gone really weird.
Oh no, do you think it's on the wonk?
It is a little bit on the wonk, but then it was on the wonk only a few weeks ago.
Oh mate, not with Big Weekend, what stress.
It's like someone's stolen my voice in the night. I don't know what's going on.
Do you know what it sounds like a little bit? Because it doesn't sound that bad, but it does sound like you've had a big last night.
Yeah, but I haven't.
A big one out. Big
no.
One out? Just a big night.
I went to bed at 10 o'clock last night.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing you'd say if you had a big night out, though, isn't it?
But I did.
Yeah, can you prove that?
You
can't, can
no,
you?
No, I can't. No, I can't.
No, and I bet you didn't tweet anything either, so you went, yeah, that's what you do. You go quiet on social media.
I was on Ryland's show last night on Channel 5, and that's called Up Late with Ryland. But in reality, you're not there at 11 o'clock. It's recorded at 6:30.
Oh, I couldn't believe this when you told me this.
So that's not a reason. I've not been like up all night with Ryland.
They shouldn't really call it up late with, what's it called? Up Late with Ryland.
Yeah.
It's sort of like having tea with Ryland, isn't
it? A little bit of tea with Ryland. It's a bit like those American shows, though. They all kind of look live, but like James Corden, that's not live.
Mm.
It's not a live show.
Yeah, I worry you're blowing people's minds with this.
Why? But they never say it's live.
True, but it sort of looks like it's live.
Yeah.
How was Ryland?
He was very good. In real life, his teeth aren't as scary, but then he has had them reduced. If you remember, when he first had them done, they were like, he's got massive mouth, and they were actually quite scary up close. But I do believe he had, I don't know how you get them reduced, but I believe he had new ones, and they're a lot smaller and a lot more agreeable.
Mm.
I love him, he's such a nice guy.
Anyone else on the show?
Natasha off Atomic Kitten, Amelia Lilly, and Brooke Vincent from Coronation Street.
Yeah, nice.
Are you aware of her work?
Yeah, I'm aware of her.
Yeah? So it was good, really good night. Today we've got Wildlife's Steve Backshaw in and a special friend for Innuendo Bingo. It's a spider as big as a handbag called Rosie.
Now, last time Steve Backshaw was here, he was with a dancer, wasn't he?
Very
different.
It was because he was on Strictly at the time and we had him and his dance partner, Ola Jordan, in to play.
And today we've got a spider called Rosie.
Yeah. Very different.
Mills Daily.
Scott, I've got something to bring to your attention here.
Okay.
Literally just been tweeted by someone called Laura. And look, she sent me a link to another radio station that seemed to be doing something remarkably similar to something that we do on this show.
No, now
just
before you
run it past you.
Okay, before you say anything, I know that a lot of smaller, much smaller, like local stations do listen to our show. And I know that sometimes they enjoy it and are sometimes they're inspired by it.
That's wicked.
Just wanted to say that. And I feel kind of flattered by that.
Oh, yeah, I get what you're saying. And we've seen it with Innuendo Bingo. Sometimes people have played that, but they generally call it Innuendo Bingo. It's the same kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's easy to get annoyed about these things, you know. It's like, it's fine. It's a form of flattery.
Yeah, kind of. Until something like this happens, I think. So in the words of Laura here, she's tweeting me and just says, is this an arrestable offence?
Okay.
I just play you this?
All right. Okay.
But recently, guys, I have actually embraced a weekly tradition, which I think is absolutely fantastic. It's okay. Called Fajita Tuesday. Fajitas, Fajita Tuesday. I love fajitas, chicken and peppers, onions too. Fajita Tuesday. Looks like a moly hummus, sour cream.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man. They've only gone and taken Bumble out Wednesday. And
what station?
Attempted to turn it into something called Fajita Tuesday.
Who is that?
It's Sam and Amy, and they do the breakfast show on somewhere called Gem.
Where's that?
East Midlands.
I don't know.
But I think they think no one would notice where they've got this idea from.
Okay.
And that's what bugs me, maybe. Am I being silly?
In the world of social media, what what makes them think, one, none of our listeners will tell us, or two, that it's a blatant rip-off. Oh, see, my God.
You do seem a tad more peeved than you let on at the start. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. He's back. It's Steve Backshaw. Hello.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Nice to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Last time you were here at Radio 1 playing Inuda Bingo, you were in the Sparkly Tops for our season of Strictly Come Dancing. And what a show that was.
Yes, it was. Yeah, I can remember being in here and being drenched from head to toe in Ola Jordan spit and water.
Nobody wants that. And I remember you maybe were wearing some kind of sparkly top as well, Steve.
Oh, you couldn't get me out of the sparkly top, Scott.
I know. And the Non-stop. Tanning was good, wasn't it? While it lasted.
Yes, it was indeed. And obviously the crustacean costume, which will go down in history.
Thank you.
But a very different show to what you're used to.
Yeah.
Fewer snakes.
Do you think? Yeah. Yeah, it couldn't have been more different. I mean, yeah, I genuinely spend the majority of my life in the rainforest, sleeping under a bit of leaky tarpaulin covered in leeches and mud.
Because so you love it.
Because I love it. And to be transformed into a kind of, you know, day glow, bright orange, sort of permatanned freak was kind of weird, but I loved it. It was good fun.
It was just a little kind of break from what you normally do, I think.
Yes.
We need to talk about Fierce. Now, I know that you didn't hear the show yesterday, but I was doing an impression of what you do at the start of the show, which they seem to do on a lot of ITV shows, where the presenter has stood there and the camera zooms in, and it's like presenter just stood there on their own. And you have to be really serious.
It's the full-on hero shot, isn't it? Standing at the top of the waterfall, you know, jaw jutting, trying to take myself as seriously as possible.
But they even on X Factor do it. It's like, this is X Factor. The result. It's like, it's just a singing show. And I mean, but yeah, you're at the top of a waterfall going, hi, I'm Steve Backshall, and this is Fierce. But I know you, and I know that you're a very gentle guy. So I just thought I'd put another spin on it. Imagine if you went, hi, I'm Steve Backshall, and this is Fierce. It'd be so much better. Can you do that in the next series?
I'm doing it. I'm definitely doing it. I think it would be a very, very novel take on the series.
A little finger click wouldn't go amiss at that waterfall.
I can't quite do the head thing like you do, though, Scott. Mm.
But you know what? When I first heard about the title of it before I saw the show, my first kind of thought when it was called Fierce was
Beyonce.
It was quite, you know, sassy, camp.
Yeah.
That was almost the idea. No. That was kind of the idea. Because when I sort of came up with it, the idea was I'd actually seen Ashley Banjo doing it on his street dart series. And I kind of thought, oh, that's cool. So it has this other connotation as well, as well as meaning sort of lethal and kind of dangerous.
Oh, so you did mean to put a sassy in there.
I absolutely did.
I love how much you are genuinely obsessed with wildlife. This morning at 6:30, Steve was tweeting, wow, I just saw a red kite snatch a small fish from the river like an osprey. They've been doing it with the mayflies, but I've never seen that. What I love about Fierce as well is how genuinely excited you get when you're about to be electric shocked by those awful things that I saw the other week. What were they?
Electric eels.
Electric eels. Who knew they could give you a belt?
650 volts.
That's massive.
Which is three times what you get out of your electrical sockets. So,
like,
yes,
if you were a cartoon, your hair would be standing on end.
And you'd see your skeleton all the way through your body.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But for someone like me who is obsessed with wildlife, I have the best job in the world.
You actually do.
And, you know, sometimes people say, you should tone it down, you should stop being so enthusiastic.
No,
I see something I've not seen before and I just turn into a five-year-old.
Is it not the worry, though, that the more fierce and the more deadly the animals are, you can't then go back to, like, on our notes here, there's a picture of you with an owl and it just looks a little bit weak when it's compared to, you know,
so that was Steve
snakes.
Back in the day when he was just doing owls. Now he's doing electric eels.
This is what I mean. Is there a constant demand now for the sort of hardcore animals? The, you know, you're something a bit heavier.
Yeah.
For me, it's always been about, whether it's fierce or deadly, it's been about the fact that animals are lethal in their own worlds to other animals. And so a dragonfly is just as worthy of attention as a great white shark, you know? And so, yeah, we still do these things. I think in Fierce, probably my favourite animal was the flamboyant cuttlefish, which is a tiny creature which would fit into a matchbox, but it can change its colours. It can create these incredible disco-like displays to entrance its shrimp prey before firing out these feeding appendages almost so fast you can barely see it. To me, that's just as exciting as lions hunting in the Maasai Mara.
It's got its own disco lights.
It has its own disco lights.
I saw this one. This is the one where you weren't you diving for this one as well? That's where you saw it.
We were 20 metres down on the bottom and I lay on the sand on the bottom in front of this creature for over an hour.
Yeah.
Just watching it hunt over and over and over again. And I pretty much broke the microphone inside my mask because I was just squealing and wailing so much.
Oh, Steve, can you solve something for me? One of my mates was saying in the pub that a daddy long legs is actually well dangerous, but it just can't get you.
It's a massive, massive urban myth. So we have three different things that you call daddy long legs in this country, none of which are dangerously venomous. The daddy long legs spider is venomous, but there's nothing, no proof whatsoever to suggest that they're dangerous to us, and they certainly aren't powerful enough to bite us.
Right.
Oh my God. Would you not, if you went for a drink with Steve, would you not be like, you just never want it to end?
It's the best.
You'd be asking so many questions.
I'm good at a pub quiz. I'm
bet
a good
you
person
are.
To have on your team in a pub quiz.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Steve Backshall is here. His show is Fierce on ITV, the world's most fierce animals. And Steve is here to play Inuit Bingo, which we will do in a minute. Now, that's my natural habitat. For now, though, what have you got here, please, in the studio, Steve? The cameras are on, by the way. You can watch this on the Radio 1 website. I don't know where you'd want to, but you can.
Well,
Steve?
Well, way back when we were on Strictly Together, I can remember you saying to me that you have a bit of a fear for one kind of animal.
Yes.
And I promised you that I could get you over that fear, and I could actually have you with a spider in your hand.
Oh.
Given just a few minutes.
Mm. Okay, but now they're presented in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure.
So
who are these?
Two here.
Who are these clowns?
Yeah, why have you doubled up?
Well, I wanted to give this one a go. This is a Goliath bird-eating spider, which is the largest kind of spider found on Earth. They will kill small rodents, birds,
DJs.
Snakes. It's a big one.
Okay, why would you put that in your hand ever?
Because they're incredibly beautiful animals.
Okay.
But I think we should start with this beauty here.
Can we not?
I think we should. Scott, why don't you come over and we'll give it a go.
Where's the one called Rosie? I mean, last time you brought
this one's Rosie right here.
That's Rosie, okay.
Hello, Rosie.
She's a Chilean rose, and she is she's about 18 years old, so she's a real beautiful old girl. She moves very, very slowly,
Steve,
very, very calmly.
I can't do it.
It's just classic case of scared person holding a spider here. Yeah, come round.
Just come over and have a close look. You don't have to hold it if you don't want to.
Okay.
Toss a coin, Scott. Heads, I win. Tails, you lose.
I'm up for that. No, heads.
I win, so you come over here.
Oh,
okay, just no, come
right,
and
okay.
Look
last
at her
time,
place because
last
she
time you
were
here, you brought the lesser spotted Ola Jordan with you. Today it's a spider called Rosie, which is scarier.
Come on.
Well, to me, this is not scary at all. There are very, very few animals that are as gentle
okay,
as
so
a tarantula.
Okay, so what's the worst
like
thing that could happen now?
Absolutely nothing is going to happen, I promise you.
If you relax.
So what I need you to do is to put both your hands out in front of you.
Let's see, like what about if I get killed?
And just breathe easy. Let your shoulders relax.
Oh, no, I can't do it.
Come on. You can. You do it.
I don't mind doing it.
Look how close you are. Seriously, Scott.
I can't do it.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
You can.
Don't be a wimp.
No, but what about if it kills me?
It definitely cannot and will not kill you. This I promise to you.
Oh, sweaty hands.
It's well fun watching you so scared.
Sweaty hands.
We should do this more. Put your sweaty hands out and
Steve,
touch it.
Okay, if I have Rosie in my hands,
yes.
Will you please take her off me as soon as you can?
Within seconds, Scott, I promise
seconds,
you.
Okay, go.
Let her rest.
Okay.
Don't start.
My eyes are closed.
Don't,
my eyes are closed.
Thing
my
is,
eyes
don't.
Close. Oh, my God.
That.
Oh,
it's
no, no, no.
Already
no,
happening,
no.
Scott.
Oh, I really don't
is
like it.
Fantastic.
How, come on, this is
oh,
fierce.
Oh, I really don't like it. I'm not even looking.
Say, my name's Scott Mills.
I can feel it creeping across me.
Open your eyes. Okay,
it's on my hands. Okay, good.
Amazing.
All right, now, Steve, if
you
could just take Rosie off, that's absolutely fine. No, I am really stressed.
How does it feel, though, having her just wandering across your palms?
I don't really know.
Can you feel at the end of each foot, they have two tiny little claws. They're called tarsal claws, which they use to grip with.
I feel really sick.
No, you don't. You're doing great. You're doing fantastic. Amazing. Look at that.
Oh, see, I've done it now.
Well done.
Good job.
Oh,
very, very good job.
Oh, that was awesome.
I didn't think you were going to go for that, Scott.
I didn't think I was either.
That is fantastic.
And I opened my eyes at the end. Wow.
You've done well there, Scott.
Thank
you. You were scared of that spider.
I was.
What an achievement.
Are you going to do it now?
Mate, I don't mind, it's fine. I'll do it
during
the song. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time for Inuit Bingo. You can watch this on your phone. We had a few technical nightmares, but it's all back to normal. So you can watch it now on your phone, computer, laptop, wherever you can get to a screen with Radio 1 on it, on the Radio 1 website, go and watch it, because Inuit Bingo today is with Steve Backshall, and Rosie the Spider is actually watching on, as you'll be able to see if you put us on now. Watch live.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Hello, Turquoise Beach on Twitter, who says, I watched you on my phone holding that spider. Quite brave. Put me off my soup. We nearly ran out of our office in Lincoln, says Cheryl and Portia. What, just watching it? And Emma is taking a break from revision to watch Steve Backshold on Innuendo Bingo because you're a hero, Steve. Okay, so are we ready for Innuendo Bingo? Last time Steve did this was when we were doing Strictly. A lot of water was consumed and spat.
Right, ready, mate? Here
ready to go.
Now, you know what spiders like. Is Rosie enjoying it, Steve, at the moment?
She's absolutely fine. Yeah, okay. She's watching on interested.
Okay. She's sort of keen on the camera, isn't she? Sort of exposing herself.
Loves the camera.
Like flat up against the window there.
Yeah, if you put us on now on the Redden website, you'll see Rosie just watching like you are. Okay, water please, lads. Let's start with a clip from Deadly 60. It's Steve Backshall. Now, Steve, I know technology has moved on, but I really wasn't expecting you to put the camera here.
We always want to try and bring you with us wherever we go. Now, obviously, with a camera that's that size, it isn't always so easy. But luckily, modern cameras are so small, so rugged, so tough, that they can be fixed pretty much anywhere. Onto a plane, a train, a bike, a kayak, even onto my helmet.
Now, that took Chris's breath away. That doesn't normally happen, Steve, so... That is excellent.
Where did she find that?
They can put them everywhere.
Even onto my helmet.
Thank you, Simon in Bedford, for that one. This is going to be a good one, I can tell. Okay, water please. Right. Let us know if you're watching today. Brett from Loughborough is. So is Lee at work. Now we're going to Woman's Hour on Radio 4 with Jane Garvey. Here, Jane is celebrating the life and times of actress and comedian Angela Maher. Now, Radio 4 do interviews all over the world in many different time zones. So you really could be up to anything when they cross over to you live.
And Angie went on to star in the TV programme Get Up, Stand Up. She toured widely up to lots of acclaim in her stand-up shows. And she wrote a hit play called Funny Black Women on the Edge. I talked to her when she was in Jamaica and she got up at dawn's crack to talk to us.
Steve Backshall is probably the best sprayer we've had.
It's
like a mist.
It's like a rainforest.
It is. It's like a rainforest in here, mate.
And she got up at dawn's crack to talk to us.
Lee and Karen send that one in. I think she meant the crack of dawn.
Oh, crack o' dawn.
I don't know what she was talking about. I think she got it around the wrong way there.
Yeah. And she got up at dawn's crack to talk to us.
I was up at dawn's crack this morning. Quite tired. Oh. I'm going to use that from now on.
Water, please.
Sorry.
Hey, Chris, we'll have to get up at dawn's crack on Friday. Doing the breakfast show,
isn't it? Yeah. Remind me about that.
I'm sure. Water, please.
You just sprayed my crotch for no reason whatsoever.
What do you mean, remind me about that? It's the Radio 1 breakfast show. Yeah, remind me about that, mate. Oh, I must turn up for it. Water, please. What a ridiculous thing to say. Now here is Chris Packham on Radio 4. Now, unlike you, Steve, I know very little about the great outdoors, although you're teaching me. But have you ever tried this?
I gasped with joy, and I drew my eyes closer to it to be dazzled. I wiped away the spilled slop of the river, polished the glare, and thrust my fingers into the sparkle jar.
Chris Packham collecting pond life there. And that is an extract from his memoirs, Fingers in the Sparkle Jar. That's definitely
no
one.
Way.
That's one.
Do you get
and
on with...
thrust my fingers into the sparkle jar.
Do you get on with Packham?
Chris is incredible. He has the most encyclopedic knowledge of wildlife of any human being I've ever met. Mm. He can quote you papers from the 1960s and 1970s and the exact references and everything. It's a little bit intimidating.
Yeah. What a legend.
He's amazing.
Water, please.
And thrust my fingers into the sparkle jar.
And now we're going over to Fierce on ITV. Hi, I'm Steve Backshall and this is Fierce. Water, please. Now we join you, Steve, chatting to your good friend GP, who is explaining his job to you. I can't believe he gets paid for this.
I must say, I've most probably got one of the best jobs in the world. Yeah, watching the sunrise every morning, watching the sunset every day. And I get to spend the whole day in the bush.
This is the fastest any other bingo I've ever seen. There's such force going on. I really, really hope you're watching this one today. Wow. Leon Harborn has an office full of local authority employees and absolute floods of tears. The spray on Steve is so impressive.
I've been watching Wales, Scott.
Right, yeah.
It's the whole,
yeah,
this whole blowhole thing.
You are. It's like...
You can tell.
It's like you've got your own blowhole.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's one.
Force of it.
Water, please. Luke and Alana from Manchester are very much enjoying this bingo today. It's better when you watch. Now it's the One Show on BBC One. Chef Ricky is on an alphabetical tour of the UK. And please check out what David has laid out in front of him.
David, thank you very much for being B on my alphabetical odyssey and showing me your magnificent clangor.
Wow, it's going up in the air.
I don't even really get that one.
I don't either, but thought it might be fun to play.
Oh,
water, please.
Oh, it's very wet, Scott.
I know, it is very wet today. I'm enjoying it. Water, please. In case you care. He was showing him his Bedfordshire clanger.
Yeah.
A big crust with a savoury filling. That one had meat at one end and plums at the other. It actually did. Thank you to Hattie and Liz for sending us that suggestion. Keep them coming, please. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Now we're going over to more Chris Packham. This time on Springwatch. Water, please. There is absolutely nothing about birds that Chris Packham does not know.
Well, these are visual differences, and, of course, you need to get very good views of them to see that. But there is one other thing I can tell you, and that's their jizz.
Sorry, I stopped that too soon. Hang on. My mistake.
He is an encyclopedia.
He is. It carries on.
And jizz defines the character of a bird in all of its forms.
So he knows everything about birds.
That is a birding term. It usually means general indication, size and shape, and it's how you discern a bird, if it's on the wing, from its flight pattern, things like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a real thing.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, with it's, yeah, G-I-Z-Z.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And water, please. One of our best from last week now. From the island USA with Bear Grylls. Bet you ate him, don't you? I've been wanting to ask that for ages. It's out there now.
We're all thinking it.
Anyway, the island. You don't have to answer, Steve. The island with Bear Grylls. Oh, what a laugh. Okay, here we go. Water, please. Have you ever been left alone on an island with a load of men for any length of time, Steve? Well, this is what happens.
We got another one. Whoever wants this next one, it's going to be good.
I got to follow you, Benji.
Oh, there we go, boys.
Oh
man.
Benji.
Oh, wow. You're double fisting that, just chugging on too?
And finally, it's planting day on the Great Chelsea Garden Challenge on BBC Two. Water, please. This contestant wants to win so badly, he will do absolutely anything to impress the judges.
The last two times, my finish really wasn't as good as I wanted it, but it's feeling quite good control for the first time on planting day, so it's quite good for me.
Eucalyptus.
Thank you.
There you go.
Oh, fantastic. Let me see if they fit in my hole.
And that, he was planting a eucalyptus tree there. That was today's Inyo de Bingo, one of the wettest for some time. Thank you to the legend that is Steve Backshaw. Hi, I'm Steve Backshaw, this is Fierce. It's on ITV. Steve's got a tour coming up throughout the UK later this year. He's got books, it's all going on. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thanks a lot, Scott, I think.
Yeah. Inyo de Bingo, magnificent today.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Steffi.
Hi.
Hi, hi. Where are you right now?
It's a bedroom in Birmingham.
Oh, God, in a bedroom in Birmingham. Why? What's wrong with that?
Oh, I've just had a really bad day, so I'm just hibernating at the minute.
Oh, no. What's going on?
I had a physics exam, but I forgot my calculator.
Hate that.
It's a bit of a nightmare. It happens all the time.
Okay. It can't be the only reason for your bad day. I forgot my calculator.
No, it was, because they gave me one to use and it kept coming up error, so I couldn't answer the questions in my exam.
No.
So you did what everyone else does and just spelt boobs on it and turned it upside down. Classic.
Exactly that.
Okay, apart from the calculator, was the exam okay?
No.
No.
Oh.
Wait, and do you know what? Anyway, it's done now.
Yeah.
The best thing to
do
once you've...
It anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And once you've done an exam, the most important thing to do is forget about it almost immediately. Move on.
I've done it already.
Yeah, and you've probably done fine. You just feel bad about it,
yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
Ready for that you.
that classic you.
Do you know what? Whatever. You'll
okay.
be fine.
Right, so here's what I've got to take your mind off things today. Me and Chris choose a song each. You get to decide what it is. We don't know what each other's bangers are, so... M.I.A. Paper Planes.
Tune.
Totally forgotten about this.
Yeah, man.
Do you know this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is really good. Take your money.
But there is another choice.
All right, Steffi, and this is my choice for you. It's Jay-Z, Run This Town. I think this is the kind of tune you want to hear if you've got an exam this afternoon before you go in. Give yourself a bit of motivation.
Two good ones.
I like Paper Planes. That would probably be up there. I'm not a big fan of Rihanna. Not gonna lie.
Fine, she's just featured on this one.
No, she's on it quite a lot throughout, I would say.
It's pretty, yeah.
You're not a fan of Rihanna. You don't hear that often.
No, bad experience.
What do you mean? Is she still your calculator?
When her song came out, Umbrella, it just was constant rain, and I was going to Spain. So it just like bad memories.
Oh, no. I'm sorry about that. But good song, though, right? What are you going to choose?
I do normally choose Chris.
That's all right.
That's okay.
Make
that change.
Thanks, everyone.
Anyway, we need to play a song soon, so...
Go on, Steffi.
I'm going to go with Paper Planes.
Yes. On I Play For You Later will be Steve Backshall's Innuendo Bingo. I love that guy. Hi, I'm Steve Backshall and this is Fierce. Oh, not the microphone. Oops.
He didn't... He just didn't respond to the Bear Grylls thing, did he?
No. I regret saying that now. I don't know why I said it.
I think it just slipped out your mouth. That was so good, though. We just sat there.
I was doing Innuendo Bingo and I went, and now a clip from The Island USA with Bear Grylls. I bet you ate him.
Mm.
No
say
response.
Anything, though,
nothing
did
at all. It'll be on iPlayer for you later. Steve has obviously been practicing at home in the mirror those sprays because it was quite incredible. There was like a bingo mist, and it took your breath away the first time. You were like,
completely.
Now I also held a spider, a massive spider called Rosie, which he just I don't know where he'd found it down the back of his sofa or something. Does he keep those at home?
Must do.
I'm concerned now that I haven't washed my hands since touching Rosie and I have just rubbed my eyes. Is that going to be an issue?
We'll see.
Okay, good. Can you believe I did that today, though? Because I properly
Stop
hate spiders.
Stop touching your hair now. Surely first thing you'll do is straight to the sink.
I'm going to go and do a bit of anti-back now. Like after they meet the contestants on X Factor. You have to, don't you? If you're a dermot, you're like, oh, I'm going to get it cold if I don't do that. Steve Batchel, Innuendo Bingo will be up a bit later on the iPlayer. It's a good one today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
One. It's always good. I like it when you send me your various stories. Keep them coming in. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Someone who's done just that is Molly. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. What seems to be the bother here?
So I broke up with my boyfriend a couple of months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Was it amicable? No.
Not in the... Well, no. Okay. No, not really.
All right. And how long were you seeing him for?
About 9 months.
Okay.
Okay, so it was a while, but it wasn't ages and ages and ages.
No.
And when was this you broke up with him?
About 2.5 months ago now.
Okay.
Is it for the best?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. And you're fine?
I'm fine now, yep.
Okay, definitely. Good. Excellent. Onwards. So what's the problem?
So he messaged me asking for his stuff back that he'd left at my house.
Oh, that always happens, doesn't it?
Oh, no.
There's always a few things that, like, oh, they haven't taken them, and what do I do with it?
Yeah.
So what was there?
What was there? Some trainers, shirts,
yeah,
jeans.
Any apparatus?
Jumpers.
Toothbrush?
No, just clothes.
There's always a few remnants of every relationship. We've all got them.
Yeah, totally. I'm thinking about it. I mean, I've probably got clothes all over the place just from exes, you know. It's just what happens. No, I'm being honest. It's what happens, isn't it? You are going to leave some things behind if you leave in a hurry.
Yeah. I mean, we've all been there with the current partner going, whose pants are these, haven't we? Or is that just me?
Well, that's an interesting question I'd like to ask you, Scott. When you think about it, and there's no judgment on this. I'm just saying you are going to leave clothes at X's.
You are.
Where are your clothes, do you think, around the UK? Are we saying pants in Worcester sort of thing?
No.
Somewhere in a charity shop.
Look, there'll be some. And if you're saying that there aren't some of yours in various places, then you're lying. Yeah. Anyway,
it's not just pants. It's coats and jumpers and shirts and that as well. It's convenience clothes that you may have left at your ex.
Yeah.
Because the more you go out with someone, the more you kind of move in with them as well.
Yeah.
It's when you get a special drawer that you're really in there.
Look, it's not about us. It's about Molly.
Sorry, Molly.
Anyway, so there's a few things at your house and he messages you and asks for them back. How does he message you?
Look, I want my clothes back.
All right, so what's the bother then? Just give him the clothes back.
Yeah, so it's slightly awkward now because I already took them to the charity shop.
Oh, no. Right. Molly, they're not your clothes to give away.
Yeah, that's not actually allowed.
Although, you say that. What is the time limit on these things? Do you know what I mean? Am I still right? I'm talking about an ex of a few years ago. Am I right to go get the coat back that I had then?
Some things you've just got to let go, I think.
That's what I mean. So maybe after a couple of months, it's fine for Molly to have given the clothes to the charity shop. I'm not sure.
It's not actually allowed. I think you have to show some effort to try and give them back.
Oh, right. I've never thought of it like that.
Yeah, that's the law, I believe. When did he message you?
Last Thursday.
Oh, okay. And you know that they're in a certain charity shop?
Yes.
When did you give them to the charity shop?
About 2 weeks ago now.
Oh, no.
I see your dilemma.
Oh, no.
I think I see your dilemma.
You know where the charity shop is, obviously. You went there yourself?
Yes.
Do you walk past it on a regular basis?
I do.
Have you seen any of the clothes in the window? This has also happened to me before.
No, I haven't seen any of them there.
Right. Oh, Mills, your clothes would definitely be in the window because the thing is, if I was your ex and I went and gave your clothes to a charity shop, they'll be well nice clothes.
No, here's the thing.
Worn by Scott Mills. They'll be on mannequins in the front window.
Really not. No, I've said this before. Where I used to live, I took loads of clothes to the charity shop and went back the next week to check if they were in the window on the mannequins. None of them were. I was so annoyed.
They never are.
They never are. I was like, I've given them some quite decent clothes there. Put them in the window. I got really annoyed.
So you're offended that they weren't displaying your clothes properly?
Yes.
Oh, no.
So, Molly, I really appreciate your email, but why have you got in contact with us particularly?
What do you suggest I do about the situation?
Oh, right. So you just want our advice here.
Your options are kind of limited. I mean, sort of karma side of me thinks that what you should do is actually give a load of your clothes to the charity shop to sort of even things out.
That's a very valid argument.
Or you just be honest and say, I'm really sorry I took them to the charity shop. Not feeling that?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the sensible option.
But awkward, right?
Yeah.
And here's your third option. Molly, this is going to be a low point in life if you have to go back into the charity shop and buy them back.
Buy your ex-boyfriend's clothes back from the charity shop.
I don't think I can.
How do you feel about that, going back into the shop?
I don't want to do that.
Do you realise what you're asking her to do, Scott? What you're saying she should do
is rebuy her clothes, yeah.
Is go in and buy her ex-boyfriend's clothes for the ex-boyfriend that she doesn't seem that keen on anymore. Yeah. But what a low moment that is for her.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to... What you're saying is spend money on your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
I don't know what your ex-boyfriend's up to now, but, like, how terrible is that if he's met someone new or something like that and she's there having to buy clothes for him still?
But they're his clothes.
Yeah, but they're gone now.
And they're probably quite cheap now.
Cost secondhand. Yeah. True.
It's not going to cost you loads, Molly.
That's genius from you, actually, Molly. What you've done is you've reduced the value of his clothes
by a considerable amount.
Secondhand.
Molly, have you got anything at his place still?
Oh, yeah, I had a couple of T-shirts and a jumper, but I feel like I'm willing to sacrifice them.
Well, if you're willing to sacrifice them, then I think maybe he needs to let this go as well.
I agree.
Mm, I agree. Has he been in touch with you about giving your clothes back?
No.
Nah, well then you're level. You know what you're saying about leaving your stuff at the ex-boyfriend's?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're like me. I really don't like the idea that he would then be lending those clothes to someone else.
Yeah.
What, my clothes?
Yeah, your clothes.
No, I hope he doesn't do that.
Yeah, but it's a possibility. And maybe before, when I've been looking through pictures of exes, maybe I've seen... This is a long time ago. Maybe I've seen their new boyfriend in my jumper.
That's disgraceful.
Maybe I have.
Actually.
Yes. I mean, it looked very similar to one that I had.
That's proper dirty.
Isn't it?
Get
your own.
That's low from them, isn't it?
Isn't it, though?
Out of interest, Scott, who looked better in the clothes, you or the new one?
Me?
Yeah, of course. Stupid question. Oh, Molly, I'm sure he wouldn't do that.
I haven't considered that.
I know. Okay, Molly, so what do you think you're going to do?
Might just have to come clean and tell him what I've done.
Okay.
That's not a bad idea. And whilst you're at it, drop him a little message and say, don't you dare give my clothes to anyone new as well.
Will do. Thank you for the advice.
Okay, so do you feel better now? Have we helped?
Yes.
Helped you reach a decision?
Better. Yeah.
And that's why you can always send an email. You could, like, it's one call and it's done, sorted. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thank you, Molly. Let me know if anything else occurs.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This has happened to more people than you think. Helen in Bristol saw her ex's new girl on Facebook wearing one of her old dresses. It's just low, that is. Low.
This is happening quite a lot. Look, Kate from Leamington Spa. Scott, in a breakup, my boyfriend got two cushions that I bought. I don't know how that worked. That means she must have had the cushions round at her boyfriend's place. She must have just bought them round one day.
Yeah.
Bit weird. But anyway, she put, he moved in with someone else, and during my social media stalking, his new girlfriend had her head on my cushions.
Oh, that would send me crazy.
Whoa.
Amy in Chelmsford was seeing a guy for a while. Thought he was about to make things official. Next thing I see, he's in a relationship on Facebook and his new girl is wearing my jumper. This is happening more and more. This is like a whole different subject we could get into on its own. Also, what about the ex who gave a girl a teddy with a message to his previous girlfriend on the label? Recycle.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here he is. The only thing that's stopping him from going to the gym is the doorframe. It's Charlie Slough.
That was a good one, Millsy. That was a good one. You've been working on that for a while, right, cuz? Don't know already. Buddha.
What? Why are you wearing sunglasses indoors, please?
I just found
are
them
they
in the
mine?
Studio. Whose are they?
Are they mine?
Are they yours?
Show me.
They might be a little bit stretched now, cuz.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look, you've stretched them out.
They're quite cheap sunglasses for you, Scott.
Now, let me have a look, please. Are they mine?
are they yours? Are.
They're actually mine.
Oh, that's awkward.
Sorry.
Oh.
That is really awkward. Ouch. Sorry about that.
That's burnt.
Some of
it?
Us have to pay for our sunglasses.
Oh. Right, actually, I need to say this as well. There is a sunglasses thief at Radio 1 right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, where are yours gone, cuz?
I put them down for 5 minutes, or maybe I've just lost them.
Uh-oh. No, they're nice. Let me see the side. Oh, yeah, they're proper. They're proper glass. That's what I wear.
Ray-Bans.
Ray Vaughan's.
We've got to get the polarised ones. They're the business.
All right. Good. how's your week been, please?
It's been mad. Just got back from holiday. Had a week off with the family. Went to Malta, private beach, then way there. Ooh, sure.
Nice.
Private beach?
Yeah, it was sick, bro.
Sick.
All dressed in purple today as well. You're like a big purple one.
Yeah, you
that,
are.
That one from the sweets. Don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah,
big purple.
The one with the hazelnut in the middle was
yeah. Yeah, that's
my favourite sweet, actually.
To be honest, one of the best.
Danny Scott, big purple one.
He does, actually, yeah.
But you're taking that glass thing to heart, right?
Tell you what, though, he is always coordinated.
Oh, gosh.
Every day.
Fresh and clean.
Fresh and clean. Okay, so Charlie Slough is here. He's on One Extra at 4 o'clock today.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad show. I don't know if you ever caught it or not. It's
right. Really good, isn't
it's
it?
It's good, yeah.
It's banter for days.
And
we call it BBBB.
And here's today's Real or No Real. Are any of these true?
US rapper Eminem is set to star in an advert for the British home improvement retailer Homebase.
I mean, that's a bit weird, isn't it? So,
yeah.
Also, a really weird matching up there, isn't it? When we talk about, I saw your talk at the Academy about branding,
yeah,
Charlie.
It's not very good branding,
that's
is it?
That's what I mean. I've been thinking about it ever
Why
since.
Why is that not good branding?
There's no relation between the two brands, are there?
I know at Radio 1 Academy, actually, your talk went down really well, and it's still online if you want to have a look at it. Is it about creating a brand like you have?
Yeah. I look really fat in that video. Am I that fat in real life?
No.
Just the camera.
Camera adds 3 stone.
I look like really, really fat. My tracksuit look really tight. No one told me that day.
Unflattering lighting
no
in there.
No one said
well,
to me
it?
That your tracksuit looks really tight, Charlie.
You don't look like that.
Oh, thanks, man.
But what was the kind of aim of the talk?
It was to, you know, inspire and encourage people to understand the world of branding.
Right.
Jokes aside, what it was about was Charlie talking about how he went from, is this right, living in a shed,
yeah,
which is what you're saying in this talk,
mm-hmm,
to being the man he is now and the success that he is now in the career that he's always wanted to do and achieving that.
Yeah.
And I found the talk, actually, I know this, it sounds like I'm about to say a joke, genuinely,
yeah,
thought it was a brilliant, brilliant thing to see. And it's on Radio 1 YouTube right now.
Yeah.
Making me blush, man. You never say nice things about me.
I tell you what, it was the talk of the Academy last week. It really was. It, like everyone was saying it was the best one.
Oh, wow.
Right. Back to the jokes.
Leave my brand alone.
Eminem advertising Homebase. I don't see that he has a particular affinity with DIY, but who knows?
Yeah.
We don't see when he's there at the Marshall residence at the weekend putting up the shelves, do we?
True. Now, I did hear something, I think it was today or yesterday, that Eminem is giving away bits of wood, which was from, I think, one of the album covers, a house on an album cover. So maybe that particular store have stepped in and gone, do you know what, we'll get involved in that as well. But I think it's unlikely, so I'm going to go no real.
I can't really see it. I always like to think that when people get as rich as Marshall Mathers, they get to decide what they want to do, and it's never driven by financial gain. And I can't see him doing it. No real, fam of them.
That one is no real.
Phew.
Done already.
I think we're all glad that he's not doing that, because he's got all the monies made up. However, Eminem is selling off house bricks and wood from his childhood home, as you said, to mark 16 years since the release of the Marshall Mathers EP. A house brick is £215. Dog tags made from wood in the house will cost you just £19. I'm getting one.
Yeah, I need one of them. I want a brick.
Also, why would you sell off your house bricks?
Treat yourself to a brick, Charlie.
Are we sure? Yeah, are we sure he's still got money?
I reckon he's loaded.
Right, well, why are you set off bricks of your actual house then?
Bit of bants.
And next.
There are libraries around the world where you can loan humans as living books and listen to their stories.
That is mad.
Wow.
That is mad.
So you'd have different sections. So let's say we went to the hip-hop section of a library, if there is such a thing. And then you'd be able to have Charlie there talking stories at you.
It's a bit like what we did today when we had Steve Backshall in for Innuendo Bingo. You'd go to the wildlife section and he pretty much is a talking book, isn't he? It's fascinating to hear him speak.
What a great idea that is.
So you can loan out humans as living books, obviously a subject that they know about or that they're experienced in, and you can listen to their stories.
Yeah, it would, obviously. You're a book. You couldn't have someone just literally sat in the corner just making up stuff.
No, they have to know about it.
Yeah.
Like, I could maybe do a radio one.
That would be good.
Isn't it?
That would be really good. And I think it takes the meaning of never judge a book by its cover to a whole nother level, right?
Would you buy my book?
I would buy your book.
Buy my book.
I'd buy your book.
Buy my book.
You can imagine you go up to this like really, really, really fat dude, bald, sweaty, in white fronts, and you might think, "Rah, this is going to be a rubbish story."
Yeah.
And then you get to speak to him. His name's John, and he's got a really interesting story.
Yeah. Yeah. What's John's story?
You have to go and find out. Go to the library and hire him out.
What section? Yeah, but what section's John in?
And what needs to tell me now?
I'm not going to talk about it now. I mean,
but what attracted you to John there in the pants?
Yeah, John sat there in his pants.
Do you know what I think it was? I think it's because he stood out. He was the purple cow. He stood out. I was like, rah, John looks different. Yeah. I like John.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I want to know John's story. What's John's backstory?
John's story.
Why did why did John get a beast? Why is John standing here in white fronts? And what happened to his hair?
Is he in the wrong section?
Is he in the wrong section? Is he in the wrong building? Is he meant to be here? Has he got a story?
Or is he just a random that's wandered into the library?
Someone get the librarian.
Swimming pool's next door.
Is there human libraries? Is this true?
I can see this being true.
I think it would cost too much money. No real.
I'm going to say real. I like the idea of that.
That one is real.
Done already.
It's the Human Library, developed in Copenhagen and now exists around the world. You enter the library, you loan a human, and you chat and get their experiences. What a great idea.
That's a great idea. For lonely people out there, that is a great idea. All them old folk that sit at home all day on their own, go to the Human Library, hook yourself up with a human, conversation for days.
And next,
bucking the trend of wheatgrass and kale, Australian rapper Iggy Azalea likes to eat pizza 5 times a week.
No, I'm not having that. Not with that figure.
We all like to eat pizza 5 days a week. Do you know what I mean? Whether we do or not is a different story.
Why
is
everyone
looking But you actually do.
Everyone in the studio looked at me there, even Will, the producer. That's so rude. 5 times a day pizza. I don't eat that much pizza.
5 times a day, 5 times a week.
Oh.
You're averaging that about that at the moment, though, aren't you?
No, probably not just in pizza. Pizza twice a week, probably. It's not that bad, is it?
No, I normally have a pizza on a Saturday. Every Saturday.
Is it?
Yeah, in the daytime, I have a pizza, a takeaway.
Also, factually correct this, if you eat a pizza between
one... Did you say
one...
factually correct?
Factually correct.
Right.
Fat jokes.
That's not a fat joke.
That was I'm saying, why are you going there again? I thought we got away from this, cuz.
No, it's a fact.
Looked at me, you said factually correct. If it weren't a fat joke, why did you look at me when you said that?
I'm saying if you eat a pizza between 1 and 4 a.m., it doesn't count.
Why?
It just doesn't.
But why?
What is that?
What are you on about?
What is that?
Who told you that? John in the library. What are you talking about? You've lost your mind. Mm. This is why your diet was so awful last week. Mine was too.
Mm. How was it last week, guys?
Oh, all the carbs. Not one vegetable between us.
No, but come on.
Gosh. Seriously.
Big weekend, treat yourself.
It's not even big weekend yet. Does Iggy Azalea eat pizza 5 times a week, real or no real?
She's got a Swedish horse. I think she's into sort of quirky diets. That would be a quirky diet, I reckon. It's quite a lot of pizza, so I'm going to say real.
Can't look like that and eat 5 pizzas.
No, well, it might be moving down her body, because if you've seen the lower end of her body, it's quite big. The pizza might just be dropping down. Do you know what they say? The weight is dropping off you. That's a true saying.
The weight is dropping down you.
But it is. It's just stopped there. There's obviously a blockage on her upper thighs.
Stop it. Real or no real?
I'm going to say... Oh, I'm going to say no real on this one.
That one is real.
Yes. She says that she eats pizza 5 times a week and told a magazine that she wants the pizza to be really doughy and have a ton of cheese on it.
Yes. She's just like me.
Yeah. And you can check out our Music by Numbers documentary on Radio 1 tonight at 9, which focuses on Iggy Azalea ahead of a performance at this year's Radio 1 Big Weekend. I mean, that wasn't crowbarred in at the end at all. Mm. At the end of that round of real or no...
Okay?
No, hon, I'm not okay.
What's up?
What's happened?
What's up? Talk to me
and
Charlie.
You're looking all hot and flustered there, man. What's
I've got a bit hot.
You have?
Are you stressed? Have you got something on the mind? Have you got something that you want to share or admit to?
Talk to us, man. Come on. Talk to us, bro.
There's something on the mind.
Yeah, I'm all right.
I can see it. You look stressed, man. I'm not seeing you look this stressed
There's
for a long time.
There's something on his mind there.
What's on your mind?
Right, you're annoying me now. Wheel him out.
It's 20.
Why are you wheeling me out? I didn't even tell you what's on my show today. Oh, my God. What? You don't even know what's on my show today.
Ask him what's on his show,
you're
Scott.
Not One Direction on my show today. Talking about Zayn Malik coming back and joining him.
Get out.
Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Those are Tuesday's best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.